From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, December 18th through Sunday, December 20th. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the State Board of Historic Preservation recommended earlier this month the addition of the African American Cemetery in Kinderhook to the State and National Registers of Historic Places. According to information released by the state, the African American Cemetery was established around 1816 exclusively for the use of the black population. And it, and I quote, illuminates an important and underrepresented aspect of the early Dutch settled village's history, end quote. According to Kinderhook Village historian Ruth Pewanka, the plot with 15 gravestones in Rothermel Park was established when Kinderhook resident John Rogers left the land in his will to be used as a cemetery for, and I quote, the people of color of Kinderhook, end quote. Once sites are listed on the New York State Register of Historic Places, they are also eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. If, following a review, the nominations are approved, the sites are entered on the National Register. Melanie Lekosevic reported in the Greene County News that Athens and Coxsackie are the most recent municipalities to oppose the State Thruway Authority being named as lead agency for the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project. The two towns joined governments throughout the Hudson Valley, including those in Albany, Catskill, Coeymans, Kingston, Newburgh, and Greene, Albany, Ulster, and Rockland counties. Opponents argue the Thruway Authority is unqualified to conduct an assessment of the plan's environmental impact, not to mention the financial interest the authority has in the proposal as well. In Greene County, the pipeline would veer east of Route 9W, west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Lead Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline would move west to the interstate briefly around Corderskill Road. John Mason reported in the Register Star that Pat Gratton is stepping down as chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. After 4 years at the helm, the Kinderhook Republican has decided not to put his name forward for the position when the new board convenes next month. Stockport Supervisor Matt Murrell, the board's current majority leader, has been nominated by the Republican caucus as Grattan's successor. The full board will officially decide on who will fill the county's top spot at its January meeting. Grattan made the announcement at the Republicans' annual caucus dinner on Friday, December the 18th. According to a statement released by the GOP, Grattan said he, and I quote, has accomplished what he wanted to accomplish and that it was time for a fresh face, end quote. He said there have been significant changes during his tenure and that the board has, and I quote, come very far, end quote, during his leadership. Morrell was just reelected to a second term as Stockport supervisor. In addition to serving as majority leader, he is also the deputy chairman. Morrell retired from the State Department of Children and Family Services in 2010. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York that the Nassau Town Board voted last week to acquire 100% of the town's electrical power from renewables by the year 2020. The Rensselaer County town intends to disconnect from the electrical grid and gain energy independence in just 4 years. Nassau Supervisor Dave Fleming said if all goes as planned, all six of the town buildings will be disconnected from the grid. He said, and I quote, it's not a be-all to end-all for what we should be doing as a state and a nation, but it's a good first step, end quote. The town will use rooftops of the town buildings and a nearby landfill to house solar panels. The town is able to use methane from the landfill as well. It is also in a wind corridor that will provide productive turbines, Fleming said. Nassau has just 5,000 residents living in a 50-square-mile region, making the town's energy objective arguably the most aggressive renewable plan in New York. And finally, Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential that the state Senate Democrats have put together a slate of economic proposals for upstate that include new legislation and older offerings aimed at boosting infrastructure investment, support to small and micro business, and expanding markets for the state's agricultural industry, among other things. They are proposing the state help municipalities with funding to change out streetlights for the more energy-efficient LEDs, and in the expansion of youth training programs like New York Youth Build and Summer Youth Employment. The proposals were included in a new report, which specifically highlights the decline of the manufacturing industry outside of New York City over the past 2 decades. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day today with a temperature high near 45 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers mainly after 4 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 38 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 49 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers before 1 a.m. Then a slight chance of showers after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 38 degrees. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers, mainly after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Wednesday night, showers are likely, mainly between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 49 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:26 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 21st day of December, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.